الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فجر صلاة and its virtues الطار's دعاء O Lord of the Prophet, whoever reads or listens to the 24-page booklet فجر صلاة and its virtues, grant them the ability to offer the five salah in congregation and forgive them without accountability. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of reciting salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, I saw a unique incident last night. A member of my ummah was crossing the bridge of Sirat, sometimes crawling and other times moving on his knees. The salat he used to recite upon me then arrived and stood him up until he eventually crossed the bridge. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The five salah in their respective ranks. The scholar Abdul Ra'uf Munawi rahmatullahi alayhi explains, the most superior of the five daily salah is Asr, in order of rank. Then comes Fajr, Isha, Maghrib and Zuhr. The most superior congregational salah is Jumu'ah, then Fajr and finally Isha. The congregational salah of Jumu'ah is superior because it has distinguishing qualities differentiating it from other salah. The merits of Fajr and Isha congregations stem from the fact one must put more effort in to attend them as compared to other salah. Diligence in salah leads to paradise. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam relayed, Allah the Exalted said, I have made five salah obligatory upon your ummah and guaranteed that I shall admit into paradise whoever offers them regularly within their times. If someone does not do this, he has no such guarantee of mine. Virtues of Fajr Salah. As narrated by the jurist Abu al-Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi alayh, the Tabi'i Qabil Ahbar radiyallahu anhu said, I once read in the Torah that Allah declared, O Musa, Ahmad and his Ummah will offer 2 units of Fajr Salah. Whoever does this, I will forgive their sins of the day and night, and they will be under my protection. O Musa, Ahmad and his Ummah will offer 4 units of Zuhr Salah. I will forgive them, i.e. the Ummah, as reward for the first unit, and make their scale of good deeds weighty for the second. For the third, I will appoint angels that glorify me and seek forgiveness for them. As reward for the fourth, I will open the doors of the skies and paradisical hoor with large eyes will gaze upon them yearningly. O Musa, Ahmad and his Ummah will offer 4 units of Asr Salah. Then every angel in the 7 heavens and the earth will all collectively desire for them, the Ummah, to be forgiven. And I will never punish he whom the angels desire to be forgiven. O Musa, Maghrib has 3 units, which Ahmad and his Ummah will perform. I shall then open all doors of the skies for them. Whatever need they ask for, I shall certainly fulfill it. O Musa, there are 4 units when evening twilight fades, i.e. Isha, which Ahmad and his Ummah will offer. These are better for them than the world and all it contains. They will cause them, i.e. the Ummah, to be purified from sin, the same fashion in which they were born from their mother's womb. O Musa, Ahmad and his Ummah will perform a wuzu as I have commanded. I shall bestow a paradise in reward for every droplet of water that falls from them, the parameters of which are equal to the skies and the earth. O Musa, Ahmad and his Ummah will fast 1 month of every year, and that month is Ramadan. In this, I shall bestow a city in paradise in return for each fast that is observed, and the reward of a fard shall be granted for nafil deeds within this. I shall also place a Laylatul Qadr. If the one who seeks forgiveness once in this month with regret and sincerity dies during that night or at any point in the entire month, I will grant him the reward of 30 martyrs. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The many excellences of Fajr Salah. The one who offers Fajr Salah is under Allah's protection. As narrated by the companion Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, whoever performs the morning salah remains under the protection of Allah until evening. It is stated in another narration, do not disregard the protection of Allah. As for whoever does this, Allah will cast them into hell upside down. Who can be steadfast in performing Fajr Salah? The scholar Abdul Rauf Munawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, whosoever offers Fajr Salah sincerely is under the protection of Allah. The wisdom behind mentioning morning Salah, i.e. Fajr, in particular is because effort is involved with this. Only an individual of pure faith can remain steadfast in it, and they thus earn protection. He further writes, disregarding the protection of Allah bears severe warnings of punishment. Further warnings highlight how an individual must also not cause harm to those who offer Fajr Salah. Satan's flag. The companion Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu narrates, the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever embarks for Fajr Salah in the morning sets out with a flag of faith. Whoever goes to the marketplace in the morning goes with the flag of Iblis, i.e. Satan, the group of Allah and the group of Satan. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi comments on this hadith, there are two groups of people, Hizbullah, i.e. the group of Allah, and Hizbul Shaytan, the group of Satan. The identifying factor between them is that the group of Allah begin their day by offering salah and making a dhikr, whilst the group of Satan begin theirs with the marketplace and worldly business. Worldly business is not overall forbidden, yet it is a satanic action for one to wake up and engross himself immediately with worldly activities without remembering or worshipping Allah at all. Three knots of Satan. Narrated by the companion Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam explained, when any of you sleep, Satan ties three knots on the back of their neck. With every knot, he suggests to the person's heart, much of the night is left, so stay asleep. If the person wakes up and makes dhikr of Allah, one knot is undone. If he performs wuzu, the second is undone. If he offers salah, the third is undone. And the person resultantly begins his morning with joyful disposition. Otherwise, they begin it with a saddened heart and laziness. What leads to sleeping through Fajr? Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi comments on this hadith, Satan ties three knots of heedlessness in a person's hair or with string in the morning, causing the latter to sleep deeply at that time. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned three actions to unravel these three knots which are found in the previous hadith. Offering the sunnah of Fajr as soon as time begins. It is mentioned on page 352 of Malfuzate Ala Hazrat. It is better to offer the sunnah of Fajr as soon as Fajr time begins. Who starts the day worried regarding this part of the previous hadith, and the person resultantly begins his morning with joyful disposition, the scholar Ali Qari Rahmatullahi Alayh elucidates by saying, a person attains this joyful disposition due to being freed from Satan's trap and the negligence that comes with it. Such an individual then becomes successful in pleasing Allah. In stark contrast, we have someone who spends the night without making dhikr of Allah, nor do they perform wuzu or offer salah. Such a person obeys Satan by remaining asleep until they miss Fajr Salah entirely. Their morning then begins with their hearts enveloped by worry. They remain bewildered and confused regarding how to go about their tasks. By being far from Allah, they remain unsuccessful in every single task they set out to do, a direct result of falling into Satan's trickery and entrapment. Satan urinates in a person's ear. The companion Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, in the Prophet's presence, mention was made of someone who slept until morning and did not get up for salah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, Satan has urinated in his ear. Not waking up for Fajr is a great misfortune. Commenting on did not get up for salah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, this refers to not awakening for tahajjud or fajr. The former meaning is more befitting, as the companions alayhimur ridwan never missed fajr salah at any cost. It is also possible this incident refers to a hypocrite who did not attend fajr salah. This teaches us how not waking up for Fajr is a grave misfortune. It also highlights how mentioning someone's shortcoming for the purpose of rectification is permissible and not backbiting. Satan indeed urinates. The scholar Muhammad bin Ahmad al-Ansari Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi added, it is established that Satan eats, drinks, and marries. What would then prevent him from urinating? Satan's call. It is stated in Qutul Qulub, Satan possesses sa'ut, something inserted into the nose, la'quq, something that is licked, and dharur, something inserted into the eye. When he inserts sa'ut in a person's nose, their character becomes lowly and corrupt. When he causes them to lick la'quq, they begin to speak ill. When he inserts the ruur in their eye, they remain asleep for the entire night until morning. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. A litany for waking up for fajr or tahajjud. To awaken for fajr or tahajjud, recite the last four verses of Surat Al-Kahf before sleeping. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Innal ladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati kanat lahum jannatul firdausi nuzula khalidina fiha la yabghuna 'anha hiwala. قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Indeed, those who believed and did good deeds, gardens of Firdaus, i.e. a level in paradise, are for their hospitality. They will abide therein forever, not wanting to shift from there. Say you, O beloved, if the sea becomes ink for writing the words of my Lord, the sea will definitely therefore finish, and the words of my Lord would never come to an end, even if we bring another sea like it to help it. Say you, O beloved, in apparent human appearance, I am like you. A revelation comes to me that your God is only one God. So whoever hopes to meet his Lord, he should perform good deeds and not ascribe anyone as a partner in the worship of his Lord. Then make intention to wake up at a specific time, inshallah, by the blessings of reciting these sacred verses, you will awaken at your intended time. Do not lose hope or give up if you still do not wake up at the time you wanted. Continue the litany. Its effects will manifest gradually, inshallah. Set your alarm. Another method of waking up at a specific time is to set an alarm prior to sleeping. In fact, set alarms on three separate devices or clocks. Like this, even if one does not sound for some reason, two others are still available. Mobile phones also have an alarm feature which can be utilized. If a person misses Fajr due to sleeping late and has nobody to awaken him for it, he must sleep early as a necessity. Islamic jurists, rahmatullahi alayhim, say, when there is fear of missing Fajr, it is forbidden for a person to remain awake late into the night without a reason validified by Sharia. Method of reducing sleep. Offering advice to a person who sleeps before the congregational prayer of Zuhr, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi explained, it is fine to sleep in the afternoon, but do not sleep right up until the time of the congregational salah arrives. A short siesta is sufficient. If you fear falling into lengthy sleep, do not use a pillow and do not roll out a mat, as sleeping without bedding and a pillow is also sunnah. When sleeping, remain focused on the congregational salah, as keeping this concern in your mind will prevent you from falling into deep sleep. Try your best to consume food in the early morning so that the heat of the consumed food dissipates before you sleep and does not become the cause for sleeping a lengthy period. The best remedy is to eat less. Before sleeping, make dua to Allah and ask He grants you the ability to participate in the congregational salah and have sincere reliance on Him. When He sees your good intention and firm resolve, He will certainly help you. In another place, the great Imam writes, longing to worship during the night whilst eating to a full stomach can be equated to hoping for a child from an infertile woman. He who eats excessively will drink to the same degree, causing them to then sleep a lot. The person himself then becomes the cause of missing out on this goodness and blessing. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. As though he worshipped all night. The third caliph of Islam, Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu, narrates that the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever offers Isha Salah in congregation, it is as though he stood in worship for half the night. Whoever offers Fajr Salah in congregation, it is as though he stood for the night in its entirety. Commentary regarding this hadith. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi explains this hadith by saying, there are two possible meanings for this. One is the reward of Isha Salah in congregation amounting to that earned by worshipping for half the night, and the reward for Fajr in congregation amounting to that earned for worshipping the duration of the remaining half. He who offers both these salah in congregation will earn the reward of worshipping for the whole night. The second meaning is the reward of Isha Salah in congregation equaling that earned for spending half the night in worship, but the reward for Fajr in congregation equaling the reward of worshipping for the entire night. This is because the Fajr congregation is weightier, i.e. harder on the carnal self, i.e. nafs. Having said this, the first meaning is held more firmly. Congregational salah refers to joining in with the first takbir, as mentioned by some scholars. It is stated on page 509 of Bukhari Shariat, if a person joins in the first ruku, he gains the virtue of the first takbir. Remembering Uthman radiallahu anhu, O those who love the companions and the Ahlul Bayt, the narrator of the hadith you just heard is none other than the compiler of the Quran and Islam's third caliph, Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. He holds a lofty status and resplendent qualities. Due to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam giving two of his daughter's hands in marriage to Sayyidina Uthman one after the other, one of the titles Sayyidina Uthman acquired was Dhun-Nurayn, the one with two lights. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also lovingly declared, even if I had 10 daughters, I would have given them in marriage to you one after the other, as I am pleased with you. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu became Muslim right from the very beginning of Islam. His kunya is Abu Amr and his title Jami al-Quran, a compiler of the Quran. He is also referred to as Sahib al-Hijratain, he who performed two emigrations, because he first emigrated to Abyssinia and then to Medina al-Munawwara. Sayyidina Uthman's adherence to the Sunnah. Amir al-Mu'mineen Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anhu was an outstanding devotee of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In fact, he was a practical example of what it means to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as evidenced by his words and actions being based on the Sunnah. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu once sat at the door of the Prophet's masjid, called for the shoulder meat of a goat, ate it and offered salah without refreshing his wudu. Afterwards he announced, I have sat where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sat, eaten what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ate, and did as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once did. Purchasing paradise twice. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu possesses soaring ranks of greatness and esteem. In his blessed life, he purchased paradise twice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He first did so by acquiring the well of Rumah from a Jew and freely allowing fellow Muslims to drink from it. The second time he purchased paradise was during Jaysh al-Usra, otherwise known as the expedition of Tabuk. Seeing that the Muslims possessed less provisions, he first vowed to give 100 camels, then 200, and finally 300. The narrator explains, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam heard this
I saw him descend from the pulpit and declare twice, Uthman radiallahu anhu will not be questioned about anything he does after today. Modesty, humility, adherence to the sunnah, fear of Allah, and contemplating the hereafter are shining facets of Sayyiduna Uthman's life. His fear of Allah was so profound that despite being guaranteed paradise, he would cry profusely whenever he stood near a grave. Such were the number of tears he shed on these occasions that his blessed beard would become wet with them. Martyrdom. After ruling as caliph for 12 years and living a prosperously long life, Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu was most unjustly martyred on Friday the 18th of Zulhijjah 35 AH. Whilst in the state of fasting, he was approximately 82 years old. After this martyrdom occurred, the companion Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam in a dream saying, indeed, Uthman has been made a distinguished groom in paradise. May Allah have mercy upon all of them and grant us forgiveness without accountability for their sake. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Speciality of the Fajr congregation on Friday. The companion Abu Ubaidah bin Al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu relates, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, there is no salah superior to the Fajr prayed in congregation on Friday. I presume none from amongst you will take part in it, except their sins will be forgiven. The assumption of a prophet is equal to certainty. O those who love Allah's Messenger, the words I presume have been mentioned in this hadith. However, the assumption of a prophet is equal to certainty. So the sins of he who participates in the congregational Fajr Salah on Friday will certainly be forgiven. Whenever hadith describes sins being forgiven, this is in specific regard to minor sins, as major sins are forgiven through repentance. Immense virtue of praying Fajr and Isha in congregation for 40 days. The fortunate individual who offers Fajr and Isha in congregation for 40 days is given salvation from the fire and freedom from hypocrisy. The companion Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever offered Fajr and Isha in congregation for 40 days, Allah grants him two freedoms, one from the fire and the other from hypocrisy, salvation from hell. As narrated by the second caliph of Islam, Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam explained, whoever prays Isha in congregation in the masjid for 40 nights, such that he does not miss the first unit, Allah writes freedom from hellfire for him. Blessings of booklets. Dear Islamic brothers, remaining attached to the Islamic environment of Dawat-e-Islami is incredibly beneficial when it comes to forming a resolute mindset to offer salah in congregation, abandoning sleep for salah and always striving to please Allah. Let us listen to a faith-inspiring incident regarding this. A young man from Faisalabad was once heavily inclined towards fashion. Whenever the latest clothes were released in the marketplace, he would purchase them. He was so engrossed in the world that he had no desire to offer salah. Whenever his mother woke him for Fajr salah, he would evade the matter and say, "I will start praying from tomorrow. I will start praying from Friday." Fortunately, his older brother became affiliated with Dawat-e-Islami during his time at college, and the effects of this reached their home. One day, upon returning from a sunnah-inspired weekly gathering, the older brother brought some booklets with him. When the younger brother read these, they moved his heart profoundly, and he decided to also become affiliated with Dawat-e-Islami. He attended a weekly sunnah-inspired gathering, whereupon a lecture entitled Black Scorpions was delivered. He tearfully repented from his sins and began to grow a beard. He became a murid of the Crown of the Saints, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, and began participating in the Islamic work of Dawat-e-Islami. He further enrolled on the scholar course and was also given regional responsibility in the lawyers, coordinational department. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Virtues of Fajr and Asr. Times for the changeover of the angels. The companion Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu conveys how the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Angels come to you in succession at night and day, and they gather during the salahs of Fajr and Asr. The angels who pass the night amongst you then head upwards, although he already knows. Allah asks them, 'In what state did you leave my slaves?' The angels reply, 'When we left them, they were offering salah, and when we reached them, they were offering salah.'" 62 angels with every adult. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayh comments on this part of the hadith, "And they gather during the salahs of Fajr and Asr." The angels in discussion here refer to the two that record deeds, or the 60 that protect a person. Every prepubescent individual is accompanied by 60 angels, and every adult has 62 with him. This is why when making the concluding salam of salah and in other forms of salam, intention of extending this to them is made. The duties of these angels change by day and night. Yet, during the times of Fajr and Asr, the previous angels do not yet ascend when the next group arrives. This way, the witnesses over our opening and ending states are increased. Explaining the part of the hadith mentioning angels ascend upwards, he writes, "This ascension is towards their central point of gathering, where they are stationed." Commenting on, "When we left them, they were offering salah, and when we reached them, they were offering salah," he adds, "this means they veil the mistakes of worshippers by mentioning their good deeds and remaining silent over their sins. It can also mean they exclaim, 'O our Lord, blessings endure for the servants whose beginning and end is like this.'" Insightful points from this hadith. Salah is a significant act of worship, for one will even be questioned regarding it. Fajr and Asr salah are superior to others. This hadith also indicates towards the excellence and honor of these two times, because sustenance is distributed after Fajr salah and actions are raised at the end of the day, i.e. at Asr. Blessings are placed in the sustenance and actions of the person
who is preoccupied in worship at these two times.
This Ummah is superior to all other nations. This superiority stems from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam possessing preeminence over all other noble prophets alayhi musallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.